And during the week, if you don't have time to reach us at 1-888-767-4348, that's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can always get in at rosieonthehouse.com and write us an email.
An email.
Well, I combine words here because I was going to Eleanor's email. I got ahead of myself there. Eleanor wants to know about cannons. She's south of Green Valley a little bit, so pretty high in elevation, probably back to our 3,500, if not higher, and loves cannas. What can she do?
Well, cannas right now should probably be looking pretty good. They will freeze typically back, and you just cut them to the ground. If they've gotten maybe a little too thick or the clump has expanded more than you want, you can dig them up at that point, divide them, spread them out, give them away, replant them somewhere else. But typically we wait till they freeze back. You might have a little summer damage on them this time of year. You might want to clean them up, cut a few dead leaves off of them. But they like the warm weather. They bloom pretty much all through the warm months, and then they just freeze back, which is, it's not a damaging freeze. That's just what they're meant to do. And then you dig them up and move them or divide them or just cut them off.
And then Greg writes in, and also down in that area, has natural landscape.
Okay.
It wasn't a property that was completely scraped, clean, built on, and then replanted.
Right.
So he has a lot of natural mesquite trees, and he wants to raise the canopy. But being natural, he doesn't want to sunburn the trunks. He doesn't want to alter the tree's growth too much, but still wants to raise the canopy a little bit to get under there and have some shade.
Yeah.
What can we recommend?
Well, actually, he could do a little pruning now, but mesquites are one of those odd trees that actually don't mind being pruned in the summertime. So in fact, sometimes summertime on mesquites is the best time because then they won't bleed. If you prune them in the winter, sometimes you'll get a lot of that black sap that'll bleed out of them in the wintertime. So one of the few exceptions as far as pruning. And, of course, don't over-prune them. You know, they are kind of a big bush, really, in nature. So thinning them out a little bit, lifting them up a little bit could be done virtually any time, you know, a little bit of it at a time.
Don't overdo it. Trim it. Live with it a week. If you need a little more, trim a little more.
They could do that.
A little more, trim a little more. You don't have to do it all at once.
When you need some more wood for your smoker, you know.
There you go.
More.
And then the Birch family from Glendale writes in and are having problems with their pomegranates. They're cracking before they're ripening.
Well, some of that's just being a pomegranate. They're going to do that. The ones that are on the south or the west side of the tree that are on the outside edge, that skin's going to get sunburned through the summer, and as they start to expand or size up, they're just going to split. They're full of moisture, and that damaged tissue just won't allow it to stretch out. So you're always going to get a little of that on pomegranates. A lot of times that doesn't necessarily hurt the pomegranate. If you can pick it before the bugs and stuff get in it, they still might be okay. But consistent, regular watering will help that. If you're getting a lot of splitting on fruit that's more protected, that's on the inside of the tree, then you're probably not watering it enough, would be my guess, or not consistently enough. Pomegranates do need a fair amount of water, even though they love the heat.
Very good. Let's get to our callers. Benny's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. This is probably not the first time you've been asked this, Mr. Harper, but this is the first time I ever remember it being asked this question. Benny, go ahead.
Yes. My question is, can we grow coffee in the state of Arizona?
Coffee. Great question. I don't know. It seems to me coffee is grown, you know, in the regions that I'm thinking of, it's being grown at pretty high elevation. But that's in Central America at high elevations, and it doesn't get cold even at high elevations there necessarily, or that cold. I don't know. I don't want to have the answer to that question.
I'm going to go back
pretty
to what
tropical,
you said
I think
earlier about Jeff.
Yeah, well, certainly if it did well, people would be growing coffee. You know, I mean, for sure.
Pink bag of Dunkin' Donuts whole ground coffee is pretty hard to beat.
You sure can't grow it for $8.99 a pound. I wonder how many coffee plants it takes to get a pound of beans off of. Probably a bunch.
I couldn't tell you.
That'll be a follow-up one. We'll look into that.
That'll be one for the tropical mango guys, you know, maybe to ask him about coffee. He'd be a good resource for that, at least. I know nothing about growing coffee. So.
Great question. Miss Cheryl, plant-something.org. Let's talk about it one more time before we wrap up for today.
Great time to get out and visit your local nursery. If you don't have a favorite, you go to that website, put in your zip code. You'll find someone who'd be glad to help you today in this weather. It's beautiful. You could get out there. Remember that you're increasing your home's value. You're getting a little exercise, and you're also doing something good for that environment and cleaning the air. So a wonderful project to do.
And fall's the best time in Arizona to plant.
We really think for especially for establishing trees, great time to get trees planted. Then you get a whole year's head start just by planting in the fall. And, of course, the soil is warm, so the roots still root. Even though the tops may not grow, you don't have that stress due to needing to water them a lot this time of year. If people still want to plant winter lawns, there's still time to do that. And, of course, this is a big time of year for planting our winter color, petunias and pansies and geraniums and snapdragons. You know, people come in the nursery that are obviously from other places, and they go, what can we? I said, look, think about what you planted for your spring at Mother's Day, what you went out in your garden and planted in Ohio. That's what you plant now here. So this is our spring, per se, when it comes to planting flowers and annuals and perennial color beds.
Wrapping up the Garden Hour, we appreciate y'all joining us. Thanks a million for helping us. You know me, I couldn't answer a landscaping question if my life depended on it. Well, I could.
Yeah, with the chainsaw.
But everybody's yard would look like mine. I have some nice trees.
Good.
I do have some nice trees. My trees don't have the option of not looking good. If they start looking bad, they're done. They're gone. You know. But I have caught on to Jay's idea. If you're going to plant it, if you're going to irrigate it, if you're going to fertilize it, if you're going to trim it, if you're going to sweat over it, make it something you can eat.
I like that idea.
Edible
Absolutely.
Landscaping. Yeah. I'm becoming a big fan of that. Hey, listen, we're celebrating our 25th Silver Anniversary broadcast today. And I know after doing this 25 years, a lot of times we make it sound easy. It hasn't always been easy.
Like a lot of you know, I have been... My fault. We have line three, Jewel. Is this Jewel?
It's June.
Jeannie?
June.
Jean.
June. J-U-N-E, June.
I got you. Okay, June. I'm sorry. Well, let's see. What else have we got here? Station break?
What year was this event?
We're going to take a station break.
This is like the second show ever.